Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hey, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I got more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp. Although, we are just, 4 days away?
From what?
From heading off to Dallas Cowboys training camp. And then the G-Bag Nation and Sean and RJ will be there the week after us. We've got you covered forward, backward, sideways, and every other way for Dallas Cowboys training camp. That's right. I said what I said. And I'm going to start with this question. Can the Dallas Cowboys break out of their explosive rushing funk? Now, an explosive rushing play, as defined by me, is 12-plus yards.
Ooh.
Last year, I was actually impressed by this. Cowboys are not dead last in this. They're only fourth fewest.
They were only 22nd in giving up most explosives.
Yeah! Well, that's not great.
22nd. Which is that would they gave up the least, the 22nd least.
I mean, that's better than I would have guessed. But yeah, when we have the 29th most, that still doesn't square.
Right. No, you're right.
And so this is where kind of I think Jaden Blue, I would assume for a lot of people, comes into the conversation. Because if you look simply back at his play in college, he has a 27.4% missed tackle rate. I don't think he's going to get a ton of touches, but when he does, he clearly brings something to the table that's different than everybody else. But this question is not only about him. My question is, do you think they can move up even to, like, maybe not average, but closer to the average explosive rushing play in the league?
I think there's a chance they could be more, by far more than average.
Ooh.
It definitely does have to do with Blue first. I would expect when he touches the ball, every fourth or fifth time he touches the ball, you get a pretty significant play. But I'm not saying that he's going to have that many touches.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I stand on that. Javonte Williams, I have no clue.
Right.
But again, if he can make one cut, just one cut, dude, you're going to be fine. Last year, watching him run into piles for Denver, I was like, oh, no, this isn't good for him. But if he can make a cut, he can get upfield to the next level. Obviously, the offensive line's a huge factor here. And sure. I don't know if anybody's listened to what I've said about this, but I feel like if the offensive line is good, this Cowboys team is going to be better than good. So I think that they can set up for big explosive plays downfield. I don't think it's going to be the same type of offense as it typically is because of the people that have been brought in to build this offense. And they have different, unique, fun ideas for the run game. It has to be the strength of the team because I think you have to protect your quarterback. Your quarterback can't run around. He can't be touched. Like there's just a lot of things with Dak Prescott you have to protect now, and that's unfortunate because you're stuck there, but at the same time, it does provide, well, guys, y'all have to do your jobs at your best, and the Cowboys have to be a strong running team in order to get the best out of Dak Prescott. But I believe they can do that. And, Kevin, I did a study when Zeke was a rookie that when the Cowboys, during that Jason Garrett offense, when the Cowboys had a play on any given drive that was 12 yards or more, they scored 85% of the time.
Yeah.
And it was 79% touchdowns. So, like, that's where it is when you have plays like that, it flips the field. It changes everything about what your offensive drive is going to be. And if you can get it from the run game, it makes it your passing game that much better.
Alec, can the Cowboys break out of their explosive running funk
I think so, and I don't know how much success it's going to lead to or any of that, but I do think, again, I've said this a few times now, not to sound like a broken record, but I think the staff and the system that's being implemented here is going to lend itself to more opportunities. It's going to be more inviting to that because you did, as Corey mentioned, you added Jaden Blue, who I think is going to be, I think they're going to have plays that are going to be expected for him to be in the game and for him to get space. And I think you're going to see the guards pulling for him. I think you're going to see some concepts where it's going to be, hey, if he can get a running start, then we're probably going to be in green yardage here. I think that's going to allow that to happen more, but I do think the play action is going to be a big part of this offense, which is going to lend itself to maybe some better looks that they're going to expect some different things defensively. And I do think that you're going to see a little bit more. Again, I don't know if the run game is going to be perfect, but I do think you'll see more chunk plays.
Now, this next one's about Micah Parsons, and I hope the way I phrase this question makes sense. Whether it's because he still hasn't got paid or maybe he got all of the money, do you think Micah's play on the field this season will be impacted by his contract? So, like, let's assume he even if he doesn't get paid, he's still on the field. Do you think that will drive him to be better? Do you think maybe his contract will drive him to be better? Maybe worse because he's got all the guaranteed money? Like, do you think Micah's play this year will be impacted at all by this contract?
If it doesn't get done, I think he might. There's two complete separate ways he could go.
For sure.
One is pouty baby.
Yeah.
And you know what? Treat me better. The other one is I'll show you. And those are the two. I think that's the only two options there. And so the other side, though, when he gets paid, I think he's the kind of person that when he gets paid, he plays harder.
Okay. Yeah,
I think his men, and hearing him talk right now is probably the thing that's really getting to me right now. He wants to be a leader. He's telling himself it's his time to lead. He's telling everybody else it's his time to lead, and he can't necessarily do it because of the part of agents and owners and the he's caught in between.
Yeah.
I want to go do this.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't, because it'll screw things up if you get hurt. And he's like, but he'll hit people. And so, like, that's where he's kind of caught in between this right now. But I think that he's the kind of player that he gets paid and he's like, great, that's great. Now that that's done, let's get back to my career.
Okay. Alec?
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey because if he keeps this mentality that he has right now, which I think he's been handling it the right way.
I do too.
And I'm more than impressed with it. I'm not really surprised by it, but you have seen.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot around the league of turmoil. You know, you see the Terry McLaurin situation where he's openly telling reporters, hey, this sucks. You know?
Yeah.
And he could do that. And he would be totally right for that. But yeah, I'm right there with Corey that I think this has been handled the right way, and I don't see any other reason to believe not.
Bonus Micah question. Ooh. What does he actually have to do to win Defensive Player of the Year?
20 sacks.
Is that the magic number for you?
I think that'd be a magic number. If he got to 20, I don't think anybody would say no.
Could you see what would be the equivalent? What would be the equivalent then if he had, like, let's say 15 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 4 fumble recoveries?
It's amazing. I love it. Sure. I'll take that too.
Is that okay?
A sexy pick.
I think you're right about the 20.
Does he have an interception, or did he finally get his interception last year? I can't remember. But
I thought he did.
If he can force fumbles too, in addition to that, if he's forcing fumbles and he's maybe gets a touchdown, you know, maybe he gets one of those, picks up and runs it back for a touchdown. Like, those things could, you know, will add to the level. Go look at J.J. Watt's years.
Yeah.
How many times? Go look at the amount of swats he had.
Yeah.
The pass deflections. Like, those are the other things. It wasn't just him getting sacks. Aaron Donald, same thing. Not just getting sacks. Being a wrecking ball to offensive plans, that's what those guys got those for, because you just couldn't stop them. It wasn't ultimately the sacks, everything. It was all the other things. Khalil Mack had those types of years where you're just like,
right.
Dude, he had a strip sack, fumble, touchdown, all the things in one.
Right.
I think it was an interception also at the same time. I don't know how it works, but it did. So I think it's going to take a big number, but if not, all the other things that encompass creating great defense, I think, could be a factor for him.
I would like to agree, but I feel like he's going to be a victim of the sack total. No matter what the, you know, tackles for loss looks like, if he does get a pick, which he doesn't have one in his career yet.
Okay.
So even if he does get his first and he has a bazillion tackles for loss and, you know, 15 sacks, if, you know, TJ Watt, let's just throw his name out there because he's a really good pass rusher. If he ends up getting 19 and a half sacks, then people are going to look at that number first and be like, boom. There's your AP Defensive Player of the Year right there. Or if Patrick Surtain goes out there and has double-digit interceptions and his passer rating allowed, yeah. And then he could go back-to-back, you know, for all I care. But I think he's going to fall victim to the sack total.
I think he's got a good point, too. I just want to point that out.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Did you like the bonus question?
Dude, whenever they would give me the extra credit question on tests, I always hated that because I was like, I have to answer it. So that's extra work I have to do now. All right. But on top of that, if I don't get it right, I felt like I failed. So if I only got 100 on my test and I didn't get 125 or whatever it was.
Wow, that's a heck of an extra credit question.
Must be nice.
Then I was furious.
Hey, Alec, I'm going to start with you on this. No particular reason.
I'm scared.
What do you expect from the backup quarterback spot for the Cowboys this year? Bonus question.
No, what do you do? That's two bonus questions.
Could the Cowboys keep only two quarterbacks?
Corey in the war against work.
I just like his scenario because maybe you got a 75, but you got that extra credit. Dude, and you got 100.
What teachers did you have?
Yeah, I love it.
In comparison, mine need to catch up a little bit. I want to say I expect nothing because Dak plays all the games.
Sure.
That would be wonderful. I expect them to play two games. That's going to be my expectation going in. So if they do play any games, I'm like, well, I expected it. So I'm going to say they play two games. Hopefully one of them is because the last game of the year is meaningless. That would be really nice. But I'm expecting because of maybe, you know, a hamstring, you know, like tightness situation or lower back tightness kind of thing. It's like, we'll just sit them for a couple weeks. It's okay. And then I do think that they carry three. I think they end up carrying three because, you know, Will Greer at least has the experience of playing in the NFL for a few years now. Joe Milton has the wow factor of, if we needed him, if Dak goes out in the third quarter, he could potentially win a game for you just because of his athleticism alone. So I think for those reasons, they carry three. And then if it doesn't work, if it's just a blaze of glorious incomplete passes, then you can throw in Will Greer and say, hey, let's settle down the offense a little bit.
They will be glorious incomplete passes, won't they? All right, Corey, you only have to answer one of these questions if you want.
What was the question again?
Oh, my God. Now you have to answer them both. What do you expect from the quarterbacks, from the backup quarterback spot this season? Mm-hmm. And do you think Dallas could only keep two quarterbacks?
Expect a game or two.
Okay.
I think Alec is right. Like, the hope is that it's just the end of the season. But I think this season's going right up to the last second. Like, I think for the Cowboys, they're going to have to do everything they can to get into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get away with just carrying two, though. I think they like their quarterback room. Schottenheimer actually continues to talk about how much he likes this room. And quite honestly, Milton isn't experienced enough yet to just go, if something was to happen to Dak, just he's fine in that room by himself.
Yeah.
So I think Will Greer being around is a key factor for him because they like the conversations that happen between those guys.
See, and I'm with you guys on that. I just wondered because you run out of those roster spots so quickly if they would try to cut that corner. But I'm with you guys on the three.
Yeah.
All right. Next Cowboys question for you. Is Marist Liafau ready to take over the middle of the field, become a true badass and real fan favorite?
I hope so. At the position, I just this team needs a cerebral an area that's just, he's the brain of it all.
Yeah.
And he sees it better than everybody. He knows what to expect. Last year, I think what we saw, and we talk about hair on fire all the time, and the more I say that, the more I see that written too. So that's really nice to see that what we're seeing is the same thing everybody else is seeing. But we talk about that, and that's great. The athleticism, it's great. But whenever you got to be smarter. The best linebackers on the field know, anticipate better. They got things figured out. They don't get beat. They know the gaps to be in. Why did we not like Jalen Smith? He had no clue what gap he was supposed to be in. So, yes, I think this is – I hope so, because I think this he's got the athleticism to do it. Whether or not it clicks for him with this new defense this year, but I think it will. I think it's going to be a simple enough defense that he can make them some great things happen.
Alec, I'll let you wrap it up.
You got to be smart is the absolute right thing to say about him from Corey. And the good thing is that is coachable. That is 100% teachable. I think he has everything else that you can't teach. The hair on fire aspect, that energy that he brings, you can't teach that. That's something that you either have or you don't. And that's an intangible that I love to see at that position specifically. You know, that's why I like an Eric Kendricks so much, you know, last year, because he is so smart, but it felt like he had that energy too.
Yeah.
He might not be the fastest guy on the field. He might not be the most athletic guy on the field. But he had that energy and he had the knowledge. If he can combine those two, then that will be a truth this season.
I noticed the look on your face when I asked that question. You looked genuinely kind of excited about that prospect.
Yeah, he's one of the few players on this team that hasn't really established himself yet that I'm genuinely excited for, because I think he does have the ability to be something.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey there, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.